wanted to discuss a number of the halachas that relate to this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, also that is a nidcha, when Tishba is a nidcha. So number one, is a person allowed to be mekabel Shabbos early and have a fleshka meal, as of course our Shabbos meals typically are? If you're mekabel Shabbos early, so that means you're causing, you're generating, you're engineering a fleshka meal during the 9 days. And not just the 9 days, but Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, which is the most severe time when we are prohibited to have basar v'yayin. So the halacha, of course, is that if you're mekabel Shabbos, when it's proper to be mekabel Shabbos, meaning after Plag HaMincha, like after our early minyan, it is, of course, permitted, it's mutter, to be mekabel Shabbos early, and of course, once it's Shabbos, to have a proper Shabbos meal with basar v'yayin. Fine. What happens if you're making a late Shabbos, but your kids aren't going to stay up till a meal that starts at 8:45, 9 o'clock? Could your kids have their Shabbos meal while it's still... I'm not talking about little kids, I'm talking about kids that are higil achinach, even higil achinach avavelos. So could those children who are not necessarily going to be staying up later, could they have their meal before Shabbos begins? So here the poskim say, the Eli Rabba, one of the early Mefreshei Shulchan Aruch, says that yes, as long as it's after Chatzos Hayom, you don't have to be really mekabel Shabbos, once it's after Chatzos, and this is their Shabbos meal, that would be okay. However, Moshe points out that the only time that there's a reason to be mekel like this after Chatzos is if they're not going to be having a Shabbos meal later. But if this is going to be their Shabbos meal, then it's okay. If they're going to be having a Shabbos meal later anyway, you just want to, you have the chicken out because they because that's what you're cooking, so you want to serve it to them while it's out, that wouldn't be okay. This is their Shabbos meal and they're just having it early, that would be okay, even if the rest of the family is not making Shabbos at that point. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's back up. I know there are a number of people in our neighborhood who like to go jogging or bike riding on Friday afternoon, which is great, and it's important to stay healthy, and I highly encourage it. What about this Friday afternoon? Why? What's the question? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that at least on a regular year, that Erev Tisha B'Av, there's an Isser to go for a tiyul, to go for a walk, to go for a hike, to go for a... presumably to go for a jog. You could argue maybe the jogging you're not doing because you enjoy it, you're doing it purely for health purposes. I don't know. Most people jog because they relax, or go bike riding because it helps them relax. It's enjoyable. But aside from the obvious health benefits. So tomorrow afternoon, if you come home from work at 5:30 and I make Shabbos till 8:30, could you go jogging or bike riding? So Shulchan Aruch says in a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, you cannot because... it's supposed to be a time, it's Mesiach Daitom and Havelus, and Erev Tisha B'Av is already has beginnings of the Havelus. So therefore, the Rama says that on Erev Tisha B'Av you can't, presumably after Chatzos. That doesn't say it explicitly, but it says in the line before, let's assume it's talking about after Chatzos. So what about this year? So this year it seems, I have a very beautiful little booklet, a little sefer about the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. And he quotes some of the contemporary poskim. Shlomo Miller, I believe, from Toronto, says that just like every Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't take a tiyul, you can't go jog an Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. So to this year, tomorrow afternoon, when you come home from work, you cannot go jogging or bike riding. However, he quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who says that it is permitted this week, specifically a regular year would be asur before Erev Tisha B'Av, but this year, because Tisha B'Av is not really observed till Sunday, so it's really like a Friday afternoon before a Shabbos, not before a Tisha B'Av. We don't, we will not have that chum, and therefore Reb Chaim Kanievsky is making. So it's machlok, it's Shlomo Miller and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So on a din like this, one can certainly be lenient and yes, permit jogging tomorrow afternoon. Jogging and biking is therefore permitted tomorrow afternoon, unlike most other Erev Tisha B'Av afternoons. Okay, what about? At which point could you put on your Shabbos clothes? So it's important to realize that there's a big machlokas where you're supposed to wear Shabbos clothes on this Shabbos. There are those who say that there's an issur of wearing big day Shabbos during the 9 days. That includes Shabbos Chazon. We generally paskin like those who permit wearing Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon. That's the minhag, of course. Some people are mishana one beged. Some people change something a little bit so that's not really noticeable, but there's still some shinui. There are those who do that. But typically, if you come to shul tomorrow night, everyone's, of course, going to be wearing Shabbos clothes. The question is, how early are you permitted to put on your Shabbos clothes? should you try, there's an iser to, just like an avil can't put on Shabbos clothes, there's an iser to wear begadim meguhatzim, begadim clean, you know, cleanly laundered meguhatzim Shabbos clothes. It's aser during this week. I wouldn't be able to just put on my Shabbos suit right now. That'd be an iser. So what about tomorrow afternoon? At which point do I have to wait, you know, 20 minutes before mincha? That's when I'm allowed to. What happens if I like to, you know, get ready for Shabbos, you know, 3 hours before Shabbos, and, I don't know, play dominoes, or learn, whatever it is that I like to do, so I can come into Shabbos relaxed. So here, the poskim, let's say the following. There's Rama that says, when are you supposed to put on your Shabbos clothes? The Rama says, you know when you're supposed to put on your Shabbos clothes? On a regular Friday afternoon. He says, right after you shower. In other words, he doesn't say what time of the day. He says, it's covered that right after you shower, you should go straight from your shower into your Shabbos clothes. That's the covered. So if you like to shower at, you know, 4 o'clock and then put on a pair of, I don't know, sweatpants and a t-shirt to do your stuff around the house for 3 hours till Shabbos, that would not be the way the Rama suggests would be the ideal of what the ideal covered Shabbos would be. He says, right after you shower, jump straight into your Shabbos clothes. Okay, so let's see if you want to go to the mikveh tomorrow morning. And you go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, so let's say you go to the mikveh tomorrow morning, which itself is another question we're not going to discuss. So, could you put on your Shabbos clothes in the morning? Let's say there's somebody who likes to do that. I remember when I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, there were people who would, I remember there's a guy who would be in the Beis Medrash all Friday in his Shabbos clothes because he didn't want to go back to his room. Bittul Torah, to go back to your room in the afternoon. He'd come in the morning, obviously from the great, 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 great Masmidim, he'd, you know, take a shower during breakfast or maybe before Shabbos, whatever it would be, put on his Shabbos clothes, and come to the Beis Medrash for the next 12 hours till Kabbalah Shabbos. They should all be zocha to even have appreciate people who could think of doing something like that. So would that be okay tomorrow? Would that be okay, or do you have to wait till it's not? It's Friday afternoon, Friday morning. You're gonna wear Shabbos clothes on the 9 days. So here, it seems to be a machlokas. Whether machlokas of the contemporary achronim, whether we are makel to allow Shabbos clothes even in the morning or only in the afternoon, so it seems the way this little sefer concludes is that one would not be required to wait till right before Shabbos. You could put on your Shabbos clothes again right after you shower. Whenever you shower early in the day, that's fine. At whatever point you shower or take get ready for Shabbos, it would be permitted to put on your Shabbos clothes right away, even if it's well before Shabbos actually begins. As far as the halachas of showering tomorrow, so that's just something to be aware of. People should not be showering with for pleasure, certainly. Minimize the hot water. It should be whatever. Well, you don't have to be freezing. You don't have to be uncomfortable, but it shouldn't be pleasant. You should do what you have to do. You know, perhaps clean the body piecemeal. You know, go into the right arm, left arm, upper body, bottom body, right leg, left leg. You know, it shouldn't be a long shower. It is the 9 days, and even though we permit extra cleaning for Shabbos Chazon, it should still be with care, with the appropriate nihug yafelet. So,